performance.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Coach.
Thank you
all
very
right,
much.
Head coach Ben Schooley, head coach of the Sheraton Chargers. Tip off 2 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock pregame show. We'll take a quick timeout, come back here, get Coach Todd Ratliff's breakdown of this first half when we come back to Wells Fargo Arena.
Pass play, good defense. Now, here we go, 15 seconds. Moret guards Riley. Riley goes left. He gets it into Fuller's hands. Fuller gets it over to Duffy. Duffy's going to throw up a shot. No good. Rebound, though. Rebound. Bondurant Farrar puts it up. No good. Still a fight for it. 2 seconds left. Still no good. Rebound. Hawkins
Sheraton
wins the buzzer. Chargers go to the state tournament. The Chargers are going to the state tournament. And
unbelievable.
Coach Schooley's going crazy. What a finish. What a finish. 63-61.
Three
is
putbacks.
Our final.
Three putbacks.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Deals on wheels.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back. Courtside here at Wells Fargo Arena. Dan Stocker, Coach Todd Ratliff, Jason Summers bringing this 2014 Iowa State High School basketball action. And we're at the halftime break. Albia trailing 46-24. Western Christian Hall out in front. Coach Ratliff, give us a breakdown of this first half.
Yeah, you know, Albia's shooting just 33%, 8 for 24 from the field. Matt Baker has 10 points. Vic Sanders and Ryan Sarver both with 4. Tanner Wynn and Zach Hugan with 3 apiece for the Blue Demons is 24. Western Christian, on the other hand, shooting over 60%. In fact, they're shooting 60% from the 3-point line. So they're 6 of 10 from the 3-point line, 17 of 28 overall. They're being led by their big man inside. He has 15 points. And then Medina has 14. And Van Lingen has 11. Kicking in 4 is Fopma. And Horseman has a pair as well.
Dan, you know, you go 66% from behind the three-point arc. That's going to be difficult. And then you throw the 6'6", 6'5" on the inside, and it starts to become a nightmare.
Well, it is. You know, and Feenster, we saw him go outside as well. You know, he's 1 for 2 from the three-point line. So that's incredible for your big 6'7" senior. But Medina, you know, coming out 4 for 7. I mean, what a first half for him. He, as Coach mentioned, you know, he comes in averaging right around 13 points on the contest, and he's already got 14 and a half. You know, and so that's. He shot lights out, really helped his team to start the half. For the Blue Demons, we saw moments where we played like we all thought they should and can play. We just got to go after that. We're at a point now. You're down by a ton. You've got nothing to lose but to play Blue Demon basketball and give it your best shot.
Well, that's Albia gets the opening possession of the second half. Coach, that's what you said at halftime when we looked at each other and in the break. Just go out and have some fun.
Yeah, have some fun. Remember this time. This is a great honor that they've got. And just enjoy this half. And when you enjoy it, you're going to relax. And you're going to play better ball.
Shot in there by Tanner Wynn. Nice look. Rebound taken away by Western Christian Hall. Albia really has been one and done for most of the night. We talked about rebounding being so important, Dan, but Western Christian Hall just really has done a good job controlling the boards.
And especially for us on the offensive side, it's going to be hard to do. We've really got to control the defensive boards. Shot goes up by Feenster, misses it, but he gets his own rebound. We didn't get that box out.
And did he travel with the basketball?
Dalton Peterson, yes. Yeah, right there. Dalton Peterson made him take some steps.
Yep.
Just that long length, they came out tall with the tall lineup. Dalton Peterson has the 3 fouls, but letting him go at it and try to play that length that we've got, a good call there by the coaches.
50 seconds into this third period, Albia trailing here, 46-24. Here's a shot put up and blocked. Nice look, though. Nice cut there by Zach Hugan. Had the shot blocked, but I love that that work ethic.
And you just got to attack and hope for the best. Either get the shot off or the foul. And unfortunately, it was just a good block. You know, that you just go after. You don't back away from that.
Tanner Wynn, open 3 on the way. Baseline shot, no good. Rebound loose and tipped out of bounds by Western Christian Hall. Albia will get the possession here right in front of us. Zach Hugan to inbounds.
Zach Hugan, ready to throw it in there.
Zach looks like his arms look like your legs, Stocker.
Don't mess with Zach.
3 on the way. Hugan answers.
There you go, Sean. There's a 3-pointer from you from the attack.
Zach on the attack from 3-point land. Drains the 3. Albia with its first basket of this second half. 46-27. 6:51 to go, third period. Western Christian Hall at the basket. Up and good. That is big number 40, Taylor Feenstra.
Just having his way when he gets inside there. Good play. Demons come right away and attack him. Matt Baker kicks it out to Zach Hugan. Another wide open three.
Oh, yes! Yeah, drained three.
Hey, he's going to have to high-five us. He's going to shoot those over here. He's right in front of us here. That's just a great-looking shot.
Zach Hugan raining in the threes from downtown Des Moines. And back-to-back three-pointers has Albia trimmed this lead down to under 20, 48-30 to score. Here's a lob in there, and it goes in. Feenstra once again with the basket.
Baskets on blurry. It's that roll there. Gets his 19th point of the contest.
You know, and Dalton maybe playing a little bit more cautious than he did in that first half with those three fouls. Tanner Wynn now with the drive down the lane. Stop, pull up from 10 feet out, off
nice
the back.
Nice job.
And it goes in.
Now here comes the pressure by the Blue Demons.
Yep,
traveling. We need to keep on bringing it. You know, making a basket allows us to set up this full court press. I think that will be a key to get ourselves back in this game.
Zach Hugan with great pressure on Joey Hortzman, the sophomore, and he just stumbled and because he didn't realize Zach was going to be there. And you see the big old muscles of Zach Hugan ready to go at you. You don't want any part of that.
Hugan will inbound. Looks, brings it inbound. Up top, Tanner Wynn. Wynn dribbles in, puts a three on the way. Good! Tanner Wynn! Albia raining the threes here once again. Now they're going to give him two.
Oh,
I think they got no. He was way behind the three-point line.
I think they got confused with the NBA.
Yeah, they're going to get that should be three. I mean, he was between the three-point lines. You know, that was not even close. I think the official looked at the red line, which is the CBA line.
Yeah, we had a great view. He was unless a toe slipped across that, but there was no way. Got a 30-second timeout here, so we can debate it.
We'd have to have Bozo shoots on to skim that line, Stocker. That was that far behind.
That should have been a three, but they don't let us make those calls all the time, and so it's going to stay that way. 50-34, great energy out of the Blue Demons to start the second half.
You know, whether it was a three or a two, like you said, they've come out and they're ready to play. It looks like they're relaxed. They're working hard, and they can play it inside down there on that defensive end. That's going to bode very well for them.
And what pressure's on you at this point?
There
was none coming in. There's none, absolutely none right now.
You've got a great fan support. Your families are here ready to get you going and get you ready in this game. Blue Demons now in that 1-3-1 zone defense, trying to move all around, cause a lot of havoc out there.
Yeah, I like the feet worker. Here's a pass inside, trying to go to the baseline. Inside, double team, triple team. Feenstra puts a shot up, leads it strong. No good. Rebound, 5-4. Taking away Feenstra. He'll square it back out, go to left side. Dribble drive, cross court. Nothing there. He'll dribble in. Ball's loose. Baker with the steal. In transition, Matt Baker to the basket and has a foul from behind. And Matt Baker lit the afterburners and took it down the court right to the basket. I love that quick turnaround there for the Blue Demons.
You know, that's just what you got to do there. Everybody's moving. That 1-3-1 zone is just so wild and furious, and it's controlled. There's a plan to it, but they just move ferociously with it. To get that turnover, Matt Baker just puts the jets on, goes all the way down. The player had only choice he had was to foul him. Matt goes up, a great free throw shooter for the Blue Demons, a little 80% on the season, a little over. Hits the first one.
Second one to come. 5:15 to go here. It's up and it's good.
50-36 is our score. The Blue Demons within 14.
Here comes that pressure. A little token pressure there by Albion. And Western Christian Hall with a 14-point lead here. I'll tell you, just keep on whittling that down. Get it into the fourth quarter. You just be down by 10 and everything is possible. Here's a dribble, a drive, a shot, no good, rebound, loose. The ball is loose. Coming up with it is Zach Hugan, the Peterson. Peterson to the left side. It goes Mason Cox. Mason ahead, right side, Baker. Baker in the corner, long three on the way. Squared up, good! Matt Baker, and he looks at his fans behind him and rains a three. It's raining threes from Wells Fargo Arena.
Matt Baker, well guarded, but boy, he just can get up and get that shot. Nice three-point shot. Listen to this crowd behind the Blue Demons getting them going.
And we have a ball game. 50-39, 11-point Western Christian Hall lead here.
You know, that whole play started down there on that defensive rebound. Peterson was able to box his guy on. The ball went around. Zach Hugan with hustle chased it down, and they were able to get that three on the offensive end.
Now Western Christian Hall, they're being patient here. Cross-court pass, long three on the way. Up, no good, rebound loose. Coming with it, Baker. Baker has it. Oh, he's fouled from behind, and that's going to be a foul. And now Albion. Gentleman has a chance to, with this possession, to get it down into single digits.
And, you know, when you trail 22 points at halftime, you said it, you alluded to it already, you're not going to get a 22-point basket. So you got to slowly chip away. Have some energy. Go after it. We got nine deep. Players can come in and go hard for the whole time they're in there. We've got it to within 11. Keep whittling it away. Get good looks and a good offensive set.
Eugen, right side, it goes Wynn. Wynn baseline, pulls back, picks up his dribble, goes to Baker. Baker gets a pick from Wynn, dribbles in, and has the ball stripped from behind. No, they're going to tip it away to Western Christian Hall.
I think it went off of Matt Baker's leg as he was dribbling. He just got a little push, and it just went off his leg and bounced high off his foot.
Abby going to bring some pressure here. Baker will pick up Hortzman. Left side it goes. They're gonna pull this out, Coach Ratliff. We saw that last position. They really stretch it out here, trying to get to widen up Albia's defense and kill clock.
And with that, we can't double team down low because we have to come out and get a hand up by the ball.
Oh, long three on the way. Up,
three.
No good. Rebound goes Zach Eugen. Eugen with a huge second half here. Ahead to Sarver. Sarver in the lane. Puts it up. No good. Drove it right to the basket. Split the defenders.
Ryan Sarver came down. Actually, I think he stepped out of bounds before he got that pass, but the official missed it. So quick, it's hard to keep up with him.
I love the pace here. And gentlemen, this is becoming a foot race, and that's Albie's advantage.
Dalton Peterson is waving for a little breather here. He has gone hard. Hasn't had a ton of minutes this year, so he has busted his tail out there. But he did draw the fourth foul, but he was one out as well. So Vic Sanders will come in for him.
Miedema makes the first free throw. 3:19 to go here, folks. Third quarter. Albie trailed by 22 points at halftime.
Yep.
They've found a way to fight back here. 51-39, 3:19 to go, third period. Miedema at the line. Second shot on his way. Up and no good. Rebound. Lewis taken away by Finkster. Finkster puts it up and good. 14-point lead here for Western Christian Hall. Albie, Zach Eugen will bring it up. Goes to the right side, gets a pick in the lane, gets by his defender, left-hander up, no good, rebound taken away by Western Christian Hall. And they'll push it up. Portsmouth picked up by Bear, right side, long three on the way again. This one up, no good, rebound backside.
Zach Eugen.
Boy, he has been everywhere in the second half.
Bring it up, this is a Blake Bear, who drives to the hoop.
Up and good! Blake Bear, Albie's got to keep the transition basketball going. Here comes the... full court man defense. And we're going to have a timeout. Timeout called by Western Christian Hall. A full timeout. We'll take one as well. 2:43 to go, third period. Albia down by 12. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball.
We'd like to thank those of you who are involved in agriculture. Ag people feed the world. But our farmers and ranchers don't always get appreciated for their dedication. It takes a lot of hard work to make crops grow, and it takes a lot of guts to put it all on the line and face conditions that are not always cooperative. We support agriculture by investing in it with loans for operations, equipment, and livestock. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Our thanks go out to Steve and Leslie Goodloe for sponsoring Albia Blue Demon Sports here on Thunder Country KIIC. Your dial is set to 96.7, or maybe you're listening on the web at KIICradio.com. You can also download the KIIC Thunderbolt app to your mobile device and take us with you wherever you go. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Steve and Leslie Goodloe and many other fine sponsors.
March Madness from Wells Fargo Arena. Albia, trailed by as many as 22, has the lead now just to 12. Coach Ratliff, you mentioned it, halftime break. Come out, play loose, have fun, and that's what Albia's done.
Yeah, and up to this point, they had a 17-7 lead over them from the second half. Western Christian Hall there with another basket. Blue Demons will bring it down.
Baker in the lane, free throw line, up, no good, rebound, 5-4, and we have a foul.
Yep. Nice little rebound by Luke Sarver. Trying to get that rebound. He's going to get the put back, but the whistle was blown. Foul. Matt Baker will go to the line, shooting two.
His pull-up jump shot, gentlemen, he's so quick, and then he elevates immediately.
And then he hangs in the air, and that gives him that extra time to get it off of his hand.
Matt's first free throw is good.
Yeah, you know, basketball, there's a lot of measurables you can go off of and stuff, but boy, one thing you can't measure is heart. And then Matt Baker's got it, and he knows how to work his size and his frame and his skill set to get the shot off, and he wills himself into those positions.
Second one. Baker takes his time, puts it up. It's good. 55-43 here. Albia now brings the full court pressure. A little 1-3-1 zone defense here. Western Christian Hall trying to bring it up. Head at half court. Going to be close to 10 seconds here, and they'll just get it across here. 2:12 to go. Albia trailing by 12. Western Christian Hall at the basketball. Here's a shot down low. Lift a short. No good. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Wolfpack. Boy, this is a big possession right here. Get this lead down to 10. You can go into the fourth quarter with a 10-point lead. Now that pressure is on the other side of the basketball court.
Yeah, it checks Western Christian really big time there, and they'll start second-guessing themselves, maybe forcing a little bit. We're going to try to stay in that 1-3-1 zone defense, I think, but obviously with the offense, Western Christian pulling it out, it makes it a little harder for us.
Sarver, three-pointer on the way, left a little short, to backside rebound taken by Bear. Bear with it, goes up top, Vic Sanders. Back to Ryan Sarver. Sarver, he'll put it up, shot on the way, off the iron, good! The lead down to 10, what was 22 is now 10, and Albia is putting a fight on it. Wells Fargo, here's a charge.
Yes. He came in out of control, driving the ball. Ryan Sarver easily stepped in and took that charge.
And I'll tell you what, gentlemen, you start to coach, this is what you train for as an athlete, to put yourself in physical condition that you are the better athlete at the end of the game or end of the contest.
This is it. Coach Archer has just done that with this team this season. We've seen it game after game where they just continue to play hard, and that nine-man rotation really helps out. Vic Sanders now with the ball at the top of the key. Goes to the left wing to Blake Bear. Blake looks inside. Matt Baker comes off screen at the top. Double team. Back to Bate. Blake Bear. Bear
from it up. Off the iron. No good. Boy, but nice look there. Keep that pressure coming.
Yeah, that's a good shot. You got to take it. Blake Bear being very aggressive, not pulling the foul there on the press.
105 to go here, third quarter. Albion down by 10 here. You're just joining us. Albion trailed by as many as 24 points in that first half, but at halftime was down by 22. Has fought its way back. Here's a pass on the inside and tipped away. And we're going to have a foul. Good foul, though. That was
just the first foul on Ryan Sarver. That's a good aggressive play out of him.
Because if he doesn't do that, he's right there for the layup.
Right.
And we've seen all night that they can put those back. So good foul there by Ryan.
Just the second team foul. So we're far from being bonus. So that's an excellent foul to try to keep the ball out of the easy layup.
Keep the athletes. Keep coming. Get breaks. Here's the inbounds. 5-4, and they're going to get it in. Final 50 seconds of this third period. Albia has come out and been on fire. Here's a dribble drive and a foul. Did he go out of bounds or a blocking foul? Boy, it looked like...
I think they're going to get Brian. Yep. He was just a half step from getting that charge on Fatma. We'll draw the foul, so that'll be a second quick foul. Not what you really wanted to see in that case, but, you know, third team foul.
And it was on the floor, so no basket scored there.
And here's a five-second call. Albia's defense... And that is just absolute determination right there.
That is. That's just great. That's again, you use what you've got. And we have the tenacity and the quickness to really harass teams. And that's exactly what the Blue Demons did. Kyle Fatma did not know where to throw that.
A chance to go under 10. Never count out this Blue Demon basketball team. 55-45, 30 seconds and counting. Baker, as he will pack. Expand that defense out. Albion looking to get the last shot of this half. They're going to be patient here. Wynn will dribble around the half-court line here. Boy, I'll tell you what, this would be a huge get for the Blue Demons.
It is, and as much as anything, too. It's just getting a good shot off here, getting a good look. If we do that, we've got a good chance of making it. Tanner Wynn picks up his dribble. He's looking for help here. Gets it to Luke Sarver on the far side. Drives the lane, goes up. No foul called. Rebound. Ryan Sarver in there tough. Whistle blow.
Oh, no. He just ran into a techno foul. He just ran into him. Sarver is going to get called for an intentional foul. But, gentlemen, we're sitting here right courtside. The official that called that did not see that Ryan had been tripped up by Luke had been tripped up by one of the opponents, inadvertently, both ways.
You know, Luke certainly is going after it hard. The official thought it was less hands, more arms going at him. So Feenster will go into it. We get the two shots here.
First one on the way, it's good. Boy, a big tough kid. If you knock him down, he's got to be going the wrong direction. You're not going to run into him and knock him down.
Yeah, Marcus Smart doesn't flop near as hard.
Second one is no good. 56-45, 3 seconds to go here in the third period.
Important right here not to let them score another basket. You want to keep them from going at the end of this quarter with the momentum back in their favor.
Inbounds, Albie will bring that full court pressure. Inbounds to Van Lingen. Lingen across the half-court line. Shot at the buzzer, off the iron, no good. Three quarters are in the book. It's an Albia comeback. And we will come back. 56-45, your score with the fourth and final quarter. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball.
That's right. He says Garver's Animal Health Center is behind the Albia Blue Demons all the way to victory.
we want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
From David Lang at MDL Insurance, congratulations and the best of luck to the Blue Demons Estate. For all of your insurance needs, call 641-872-1616. Call David Lang, MDL Insurance.
March Madness from Wells Fargo Arena. Three quarters are in the books at halftime. Mound to trail by 22. They've cut that in half, guys, and we've got us what's called a bowl game.
You know, that's just exactly what you want coming out of that halftime. You want to get that lead down to almost a single digits. 11 I'll take right now, Coach. Get into the game. Be ready to go this fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know, the Blue Demons came out of halftime. They came out hustling. They came out playing aggressive. They're doing the fundamentals of the game, and that's allowed them to outscore them. 11 points there in that quarter.
Want to say hi to Brian Luce, Papa Luce checking in.
Papa Luce. Albitrell's here, 56-45. Just underway here, fourth period. Western Christian Hall will have the first possession of this fourth quarter. Boy, gentlemen, we talked about this foot race, but it's also a marathon, and the longer you run, the longer they have to run.
Oh, absolutely. And we've seen that. I think we can continue to put the pressure on them and keep moving the ball.
Here comes the Wolfpack. 11-point lead for Western Christian Hall. They go inside. Cross court. Albie quick on the defense. 1-3-1 zone here. There's a dribble drive, kick out. Albie doing a good job of working around here. Making a move. Wolfpack with the basketball and 11-point lead. Just joining us, we're from Wells Fargo Arena. Todd Ratliff, Jason Summers, Dan Stocker. Here's a pass inside, blocked and put in as Van Lingen got the ball on the block. Nice entry pass. They really worked that offense well that time. Lingen gets the basket, and he's got the free throw.
That was a good cross-court pass by Western Christian Hall. It drew our defense out and left them open inside there.
Free throw's no good. Albia with the rebound. Tanner Wynn dribbles in. Free throw line, jumper on the way. Up and can't get it to fall that time. Another nice look. Western Christian Hall will get the board and head back the other way.
Slowly bringing it up. Obviously trying to let the clock tick as much as they can in this fourth quarter game.
The coach you talked about in the break, we're going to see a little slowdown here. Likely from Western Christian Hall.
Yeah, they're going to try to delay it. We're getting in that zone, and so it's easy to try to. They're trying to pull us out of it. It's tough for us to go man with this height, so it would be a tough call for the coach what to do.
Here's a near steal. Van Lingen then travels with the basketball. That relentless pressure. Albie really moving quickly on that defense.
Yeah, Zach plays very long for his size. He almost had that steal, but Van Lingen, when he finally got his hand on it, was off balance and had to go after it and just shuffle his feet on the reception there.
Under 7 to go here. Here's a ball that's taken away by Western Christian Hall in transition. He'll take it to the basket, leave it short, rebound, loose, and we're going to have out of bounds. And Albie's going to get the ball back. Boy, they caught us off guard there.
They did. Kyle Fama about had that layup. Zach Hugan did a good job of putting some pressure on him, but couldn't get him to stop him from the shot. We got lucky on that rebound that they stepped out of bounds. Otherwise, it would have been another easy bucket for him.
Baker goes to Wynn. Three-pointer on the way. Good! Tanner Wynn, and we're down to 10. 48-58, Albie trailing by 10, 6.5 to go. Western Christian Hall breaks down the Albie's pressure defense, and they're going to go in their half-court offense, and they're going to look to kill some time here.
And that's all right. Don't make, Blue Demons just stay aggressive. They can get the turnovers yet. We got plenty of time left to get this thing in our direction. Western Christian's not a team that likes to set up Kyle Fottman. In fact, got impatient, puts up a three.
Boy, he is so good.
Yep.
Fottman with the three-point basket answers Albie's three. Back to a 13-point lead here for the Wolfpack. Baker dribbles in and has the ball taken away. Tried to hit Dalton Peterson. He wasn't ready for it.
And Matt was looking to get that extra pass. Really had a nice little 15-footer, but I think he's worried about the block shot coming from behind and really thought he could have tried to take the shot. And if it got blocked, he got blocked. Again, Western Christian looking to stall, work the ball up high, back and forth. Blue Demons trying to pull out as far as they can on that 1-3-1. Matt Baker really working left and right on the passes as they go back and forth, skipping it over the top. Tanner Wynn comes to help. Lobs inside to Feenstra. Peterson on him really good.
Peterson was so good down low, just too much height to give up there.
And Dalton has done a nice job.
Coach Archer's going to call timeout. We'll do the same. 5:20 to go in this contest. Albie trails by 15, 63-48. Your score. We'll be right back. Back to Wells Fargo Arena. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
That's right. He says Garver's Animal Health Center is behind the Albia Blue Demons on the way to victory.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Well, I thank Hammer Medical Supply, Hardy's of Albia, Albia Hy-Vee, Lathrop Construction for making this broadcast possible.
And then Dan and Pat Johnson, they're also great sponsors of Sheriff Dan, doing a great job for this community, and appreciate them helping this broadcast.
Coach, you're over there in the corner. What would you be telling the guys?
Telling them to go out and do exactly what they did in that third quarter. Continue to hustle. Give everything you've got. If they get tired, Coach will rotate guys through. Just keep attacking them and continue to try to wear them down and claw them back into this.
Albie with the basketball, trailing by 15 here. Inbounds to Baker. Matt, out beyond the three-point arc, dribbles in, kicks it out. Mason Cox, open for three, on the way, off the iron, no good. Rebound controlled by the Wolfpack.
Good look, good shot. Now Mason Cox got his feet square, and his feet set, shoulders square. Just couldn't get the roll.
We are a fracture away from gentlemen having this thing into single digits.
Joey Hortzman is controlling the ball at the point now. Matt Baker guarding on him. Drives in the lane and gets fouled on the floor, I think. Yes, officials going to call it on the floor. I don't know. I presume that will be on Matt.
Albie brought that man defense out.
Foul is indeed on Matt Baker. A little hold there as Hortzman tried to drive to the hoop.
See, that's
just a second, I believe.
How many team fouls are we talking here, Stocker?
We are at six. So next one, we'll put them in the bonus. Western Christian only has four. Feenstra gets the inbounds pass. Zach Hugan just a little too tight on him. Gets the body on him. Couldn't get away from him. Feenstra did a nice job of getting the contact on him. Draws the foul, so Feenstra will go to the line shooting two. Blake Bearer is set to check in.
Blake had some really nice moments there for Abby. Really forcing some turnovers. Shot up, no good. So nothing hurt there.
And you know, we know the strength of the Blue Demons is to get out and run. And with Western Christian now pulling up in that half-court offense, it's going to be tough. And that slowed us down. And, you know, our defensive game is hustle after it, get the fast break buckets. And they're not allowing us to do that right now.
And, you know, with that 1-3-1, I still think has some merit to be used. But you're going to have to pull it out and do a little bit of rotating on the positions there and just keep moving active and get those turnovers.
Tanner went with the basketball. Albie trailing by 16 here. Zach Hugan. Zach had two big three-point baskets for Albie. Kicks out to Wynn. Wynn open for three on the way. Good! Tanner Wynn with the three ball.
And that's something that Tanner Wynn and Zach Hugan do really well. They penetrate to the hoop and kick to the open man, and they feed off each other very, very good. They need to continue to do that on each possession.
Well, those two have played basketball forever together back in the days, and their dad would take them on tournament trails back in the third and fourth grade era.
Going to call a pushing foul there on the drive on Matt Baker. Will be his third foul. Again, Matt's got 17 points on the contest, so having a great game for the Blue Demons. It is a bonus situation, so that's what I thought they were. They weren't lined up at first, but Joey Hortzman will go to the line.
Coach, how's this team Wolfpack shake down at the line?
You know, they shoot pretty good as a team overall. I believe it's somewhere around 70%.
Yeah, right.
69%, yep.
You know, and their top scorers all are in that 70 range. Joshua Lingen actually is one of their poorer, if that's the right way to say it, at 68%. Most of them are up in that 70s to 80.
He makes the first one. Hortzman's first one. Second one on the way is good. So he gets them both.
Kind of an odd form out of him, and he's 64%, so that's a good one to foul, but he does make them.
Blake Bear now with the ball on the left-hand side. He drives down the lane.
Nice drive.
One man to beat. He puts the ball up and comes off the rim.
Good drive and a good shot. Just couldn't get it to roll, and had a nice defense in there by the big guy, Van Lingen.
Albie trailing here by 15, 3:58 to go. halfway through this fourth and final quarter. Albie trailed by as many as 24. Had a 22-point deficit at halftime. Trimmed that down to 11 at the break. Here's a shot on the baseline up. No good. Rebound backside taken away by Zach Hugan.
Great
Zach.
Post defense by Dalton Peterson there to get that missed shot.
Zach will handle off to Baker. Baker back to Hugan, right side behind the three-point line. Long three on the way. Off the iron, no good. Chased down and recovered by Bear. Bear will dribble in, kick it out to Hugan. Once again, the three on the way. Zach puts it up, no good. Rebound controlled by the Wolfpack.
Good looks there for the Blue Demons. Good rebound, offensive rebound. They're tough to come by tonight, but just couldn't get the ball to drop.
And we're going to be a timeout called by Western Christian Hall. 66-51. Albie trails by 15. 3:18 to go from Wells Fargo Arena. We'll come back here with your final 3:18. You're listening to Blue Demon Basketball.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal. We're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
When you choose AgriVision, you get a one-year warranty on John Deere parts and service. Really, one full year. This offer is exclusive to all AgriVision locations and another value-added solution for AgriVision customers. Any retail parts purchased or any John Deere service work done by their shops or one of AgriVision's certified mobile technicians are covered under this one-year warranty. For details, see any of AgriVision's 13 locations in the region. AgriVision, your John Deere dealer. Everything for your land.
Madness, full effect here from Wells Fargo Arena. Albie on the court tonight, Sheraton on the court tomorrow. We'll have it all right here in your sports leader KIC. Here's a shot put up by Western Christian Hall. Goes a little long, but Bear tries to save it. Can't do it, and it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, he tipped the rebound, and then it kind of came off his hands, and it was going out of bounds. He did everything he could to get to it. Just couldn't get that ball saved.
66-51, Albie trails by 15, 3:09 to go. Here comes the inbounds. Western Christian Hall been really patient offensively here. They'll go inside once again. Here's a kick out. Boy, it looked like they're going to go up, and they're going to kill some time here.
And Blue Demons have gone to man-to-man. Yep. They've got to get back into it, and they're just going to have to man up and play big, as big as they've ever played in their lives.
Western Christian Hall just eating some clock here. We go under 3 minutes to go. Albie will start to think about a dribble drive here, but they'll start thinking about fouling. Here's two shots to come. Dribble drive there by Hortzman. I thought maybe there would be a foul out front, a little movement on the pick.
Yeah, it looked like a little extra knock Matt Baker to the ground, but the officials didn't think it was that much, so Hortzman will go to the line once again. Again, it's a good one to foul at 64%, one of the poor free throw shooters, a sophomore. So there's a lot of sophomores get a lot of playing time on this team. It's a good quality program.
And he makes the first one.
Taylor Miedema, another sophomore in the game. So now we have three sophomores in the contest for this Western Christian Hall team.
This is a 24-0 team on the court taking on Albie today. This is maybe the top-rated team in Class 2A. And Albie's proved it, its toughness here coming back here. But Albie now with a 17-point deficit. It's going to have to get another hot run going.
2:42 left in the contest, so there's not much time left to get this run going.
Baker dribbles to the right side, goes out front. Open for three. Tanner wins, jumper on the way, halfway down, no good rebound. Strong to Feenstra.
And that's what unfortunately, it's sad to say, the Blue Demons got to do, get the drive, the kick, hit the three. They're going to have to try to hope for the best and get those shots up. There's a good look for Tanner Wynn, just going to get the drop.
Now, you guys, as we go under this two-minute mark, Coach, you're going to start thinking about fouling.
Yeah, you just about have to. They're doing a great job of keeping that ball on the outside. You're going to have to step out there and force the action on them.
Matt Baker with three fouls, so he's only got to be careful. He can certainly get one more, but he doesn't want to get that fifth one. Luke Sarver guarding on the point there.
Under two to go here, 68-51. Here's a three-pointer on the way. Up, no good. Rebound taken away and up and good.
Feenstra just so big and strong. Zach Hugan doing a good job in there, but just couldn't get quite the perfect position, and Feenstra was able to go over the top and get the putback.
70-51. 19-point lead. Albie had cut it down to 11. Ryan Sarver dribbles in, head fake, gets the defender up, has a shot blocked. Rebounds it, recovers it, gets to Hugan. Back to Sarver. Ryan off to Wynn. Wynn, counter step, dribbling inside, puts a floater up in the lane, can't get it to go, no good. Rebound taken away by Fainter, and he'll have a foul on the court. Luke Sarver steps in and commits the foul.
And that's a good foul, Luke. You know, we didn't get the rebound. I think you just got to go after it and do your best. That's only the third foul on Luke, so he's in good spot there. Try to stop the clock with a minute 23, see what we can do.
Abby's going to go to its bench.
Coach Archer is going to look to, I think, get some of these players in there, the reserves and that support staff we heard from with that minute 23. Let some guys get some minutes. Aaron Ambrose, the senior. Preston Henderson, the other senior. Two guys who put quality minutes in for this team are getting a chance to step out on the court for Blue Demons. So great job out of Coach Archer letting those seniors get in the game.
And he gets two seniors some recognition,
right,
too, Coach.
That's right. And with that, Tanner Wynn, who I believe it's his birthday today, had a good, solid game. And Zach Hugan, who was all over the boards tonight, come out. What a great season. What a great great career they had here as Albia Blue Demon basketball players.
Feenstra makes one of two. 71-51. Matt Baker dribbles in. Goes right to the basket. Left-hander up and off the glass. Good. Matt, no quitting Matt Baker. Five subs set to come in for Western Christian Hall. Both coaches wanting to get all these guys some playing time. We want to get their names on the broadcast as well. Here's a pass inside. Up, no good. Rebound, fought for, taken away, and good. We're going to have a timeout on the court.
And officials recognizing that they want to get subs. Officials doing an official timeout. You don't see that very often, but what a great job of the officials letting both teams. Five subs coming in for Western Christian Hall, guys who haven't been in the game so far. Colton Dorpinghouse getting in for the Blue Demons, the junior, so he's getting a chance to get on this court as well.
Preston Henderson sitting right in front of us. Big old smile. Big moment for him. Dorpinghouse will bring it up.
Matt Baker going down the line, shaking hands all the seniors, congratulating them, and he comes out of the game for the last time this season.
Ambrose with the ball. So back up top to Ryan Sarver. Ryan comes over to the right corner, Colton Dorpinghouse. Down to Luke. Luke passes across. Tipped out of bounds by Western Christian. Stay Albie's ball.
You know, guys, the score's not going to end Albie's way. And I think the thing that people are going to remember from this contest is that third quarter, the way we came out and fought.
Yeah, we did. We tried to put that run together and did put the run together and had a good quarter. Just too big and too strong. Just a great coach team, it looks like.
There's a reason this Western Christian Hall hasn't lost a game all year, you know, and they play in some really good competition. They play a lot of 3A schools throughout the course of the year. So, I mean, they're a well-proven team, and they've done a good job. And you tip your hat to them and say, you know, job well done. Blue Demons didn't come here scared, and they didn't come here to lose. They came here to give the best effort, and I think they did.
Foul on the other end of the court. Final 15 seconds here from Wells Fargo Arena, and glad to have all of you along tonight. Blue Demon fans, a lot to be proud of. This basketball team, gentlemen, filled full of winners, and they gave a great effort here tonight.
That is, you know, the thing is, you got your seniors, a great senior class here for the Blue Demons. You got two out there on the court right now, Aaron Ambrose and Preston Henderson. Otherwise, Dalton Peterson, Vic Sanders, Mason Cox, Zach Hugan, Tanner Wynn. They've done nothing but been good examples for the younger brothers of the Blue Demon squad to show how you can go about doing things the right way and playing hard and winning the best you can. And so they're going to leave quite a legacy for the teams that they'll follow. They've had an outstanding career, and they're not done. We still have, as we talked about, track and golf and soccer and tennis, and then we go into summer baseball. We still have lots of hope here for this senior class to get a lot of representation at the state level, and this is quite a run the Blue Demons are on, regardless of the outcome of this game.
Another foul. Shots coming here for Western Christian Hall. They extend the lead out, but Coach, you got to be really excited. I know you are. All the way up here, we talked about this upcoming track season. Man, you're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, and I'm excited that these guys have this extra time here. Some of these guys out on the court are going to come and try to repeat as state champions in that 4x4, so we're looking forward to that.
If I can have a dad moment for one second here.
Yes.
Coming in are the three sophomores. One of them happens to be my son, Cameron Stocker, and he's going to actually touch the ball. He'll get a chance to touch the ball, throw it in. So I'm going to tell you, I'm a very proud dad right now, folks. This is a great job. All the kids getting a chance to get in.
Here's the inbounds to Curran. Curran will bring it up right side. Final 6 seconds here. Picks up his dribble. Looks. And a dribble drive by Ambrose. He'll lose the dribble. And Albia will lose the ball game. Final score here from Wells Fargo Arena. Albia loses 76-53 to Western Christian Hall. And, gentlemen, the teams will greet and shake hands. Albia has nothing to be ashamed of. And And as I said a moment ago, Coach Ratliff, this score, the final score, won't be remembered. What people will remember is that great run Albie put together in that third period.
Yeah, they'll remember the heart that they came out of that locker room with. You know, Coach did a great job of getting them prepared to give everything that they had. And I fully believe that they did. They played a hard-fought game. And as they get ready to receive this trophy here in a few minutes, it's a well-deserved trophy.
What a beautiful trophy it is. And, Dan, I think about the moments that you guys were so close as a team in 1984 and 85, and getting to the sub-state, never being able to break through that, and here we are celebrating our second trip to Wells Fargo Arena in 10 years.
Well, and the second trip to Wells Fargo and getting some trophy in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, with the wrestling program being here. And the thing that's really impressive, too, I was talking to the athletic director, Keith Little. You know, he's talking about how we need to redo the trophy shelf, and he's wanting to put in that main hallway at the A-Gym because we've got so many of these great state qualifying trophies and recognitions. We need to have a separate area that we're going to designate, and so that's something that you'll be seeing coming along in the school district, because this is wonderful. We're on a run right now where you don't get very often. Coach Archer talked about it at the Pep Assembly Day, you know, not just the basketball program, but all the things. You know, you go back, you know, to last spring with track and field, winning the 4x4, and you're going to have an outstanding track team that should get a lot of events in this year at the state tournament. The wrestling, the basketball, football, I mean, it's a fun time, and we've got a lot of hard work coming our way, which is well deserved.
And the cross country team, baby.
Yes, thank you.
Colton Dorpinghaus showing off his athleticism out there, Coach. Great year for Albia Sports, and that makes those hallways, like I said, beam a little bit brighter.
Yeah, and it's just been amazing, the heart and the leadership that this class has had. And, you know, you can only hope that this passes down for seasons and years to come.
I hope they bring that thing over here and let us touch it, Stocker.
Yeah, that's as close as I'm ever going to get to it, you know, but it's not happening. They're taking that thing home, and that's just fine. You know, again, folks, Albia, we'll come on the short end. 76-53 was the final. The score won't tell the total tale of the tape here, where the Blue Demons did a phenomenal job. We are proud to be able to bring this to you for those that are listening all over the country, from Phoenix, Arizona, Sean Healy, all the way to Albany, New York, and Brian Flattery. So we appreciate all and all points in between listening to us. What a great job.
I want to thank Dr. William Adler, AgriVision, Albia Motor, Belzer Equipment, Benton Place Apartments, and Community First Credit Union.
Bluff Creek Archery, Sheraton Valley Electric, Community First Credit Union, Dan and Pat Johnson, Dewey Motors.
Edward Jones, First Iowa State Bank, Garver Animal Health Center, and Hammer Medical Supply.
I want to thank Hardee's and Hy-Vee, Jim and Charlie's. I want to thank Lathrop Construction,
Leffler Dirt Works, MDL Insurance, Mick Furniture, Monroe County Hospital,
and People State Bank, Quality Ag, Southern Iowa Technologies, Steve and Leslie Goodlow,
Summer Car Credits, Summers Insurance, Tharp Funeral Home, and Titan Machinery out of Oskaloosa.
What a pleasure it's been to bring you this exclusive 2014 Iowa State High School Basketball Tournament action. Albie goes down to defeat tonight. But, gentlemen, what a fun run it's been. Coach Todd Ratliff doing a great job all year long helping out Dan Stocker. And, guys, you guys got to see a lot of fun basketball.
Oh, we did. And I tell you what, thank God Coach Ratliff volunteered to help one night. I kidded him. It was that first night. It was a packed house. And I thought it was just because it was the only seat available. But what a great job, Todd. It's been a pleasure. Get that voice ready for next year, because I think there's a spot for you on the sidelines all the time here.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. It's a real honor to cover these athletes that we get to see and work with all the time. And a pleasure to work with you and Jason. Both.
Well, he's got the Charger ready. We drove up in Todd's Charger, and we made good time, and I think we're going to fly back. Todd, great to have you along, buddy. I love the perspective, the coaching perspective, and good luck to you and your big upcoming track season.
And then Jason Summers, as always, man, the consummate professional. I don't know where you get suits that small, but you look really good in them. But you always bring a great, great broadcast. I love doing pregame stuff with you. It's a lot of fun doing it. You always care about the kids, and it always shows in every broadcast you do.
You're a kind man, and we were lucky tonight. Unfortunately, Scotty Fry could not carry the load as our producer. We got the sidekick, Joe Millage, and a gentleman, somehow he survived.
Joe's always good on the board.
I'm bucking for the number two position right now.
Hey, Jay Mill, while we got you, before we let go from Wells Fargo Arena, tomorrow is a historic day for Sheraton. They're going to take the court here at 2 o'clock, and I think you got a 1 o'clock pregame show.
Pregame show at 1 o'clock will feature Bob Kane, the coach of 1972. We'll also talk to Butch Gibbs, the former play-by-play announcer for the Sheraton Chargers back in 79 under KYRS. And we'll also talk to Larry Meixel, who called that game over in Ottumwa, the sub-state game in 1987 when the Chargers were just 6 points away from a state berth. And we'll talk to him. We'll also talk to Jim Greeley. Jim was on that team, and Jim, his apple hasn't fallen far from the tree for his kids. His son has the all-time points record at Newton High School for basketball. So a great pregame show tomorrow at 1 o'clock right here on the Thunder.
All right, for everybody around this Big Nation Hour joining us on the web and on 96.7, we want to thank you for making us a part of your night and of the season. I want to thank Coach Todd Ratliff, Dan Stocker. This is Jason Summers saying thanks to the second-best producer in the business, Joe Millie, running the board tonight. You've been listening to this KIC Sports exclusive. Have a great evening.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop local.
What's on your to-do list this year? Pay off a credit card? Get your finances back on track? For a limited time only, Community First Credit Union can help with a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. Use the equity in your home and consolidate your high-interest loans. Your minimum monthly payment is only 1% of the balance, and there are no closing costs. Stop by your local CFirst today for a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
From someone new. I only know how much I miss her. I wish she hadn't broke my heart in two. Hold me, oh my sweet baby, said goodbye. Oh, no one else can make a place in my life. Ooh, we had something good. So tell me why she would go and make me cry on me, oh my sweet baby said goodbye. On me, oh my sweet baby said goodbye. On no one else had a good place in my life. We had something good. So tell me why she would go and make me cry on me, oh my baby said goodbye.
News, weather, sports, Lake Rathbun info, and classic country hits on Thunder Country, KIIC.
They got a vintage Victrola 1951, full of my favorite records that I grew up on. They got old Hank and Lefty, and there's B-24. Set them up, Joe, and play Walking. Set 'em up, Joe, and play walking the floor. I'm gonna spend the night like every night before. Play an ET and I'll play him some more. I gotta have a shot of them old troubadours. Yeah, set 'em up, Joe, and play walking the floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play walking the floor. All my neon neighbors, they like what I play, 'cause they've heard it every night since you walked away. Every day they replay, so B24, 'cause every night I run a needle through walking the floor. Every night I run a needle through walking the floor. I'm gonna spend the night like every night before. Play an E.T., I'm gonna play him some more. I gotta have a shot of them old troubadours. Set 'em up, Joe, and play walking the floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play walking the floor. I said, set 'em up, Joe, and play walking the floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play walking the floor.
You got it, Vern. Don't be messing with Dew. Loretta's going to be running interference big time.
You've been making your brags around town that you've been loving my man. But the man I love, when he picks up trash, he puts it in a garbage can. And that's what you look like to me. And what I see is a pity. You better close your face and step